Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 62 of GDN, the podcast.
Did you hear that?
Vertebrae.
What do you call it?
Reverb.
It's so hard to get.
No, vertebrae is crazy.
Vertebrae is nasty. That's what I was saying. Do you hear the onomatopoeia in my voice?
Daniela. We're not even anyway, 30
guys,
seconds
you know
in,
what's
bro.
Good. You know your girl's back with another banger, and you know about the slay, period.
Because it's winter season time.
It's winter season time, guys. And we're here to bring the energy into your seasonal depression.
We are. Guys, I'm not going to lie. This is the most unplanned podcast I think I've had for the last, 4 months.
You know, I was just thinking about when I did that sound is the fact that we should, when we improve our podcasting equipment, I really, really, really want to get that, you know, that soundboard that has the beep, 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 beep. Bro, you know, I'm going to raise that beep, 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 beep. Are you stupid, bro? After every sentence, and you know them daily bangers, not the daily bangers, but you know them little things that I say in the podcast where I keep spitting?
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Bro, it's just going to make
Alright, we should get a soundboard.
We should get a soundboard, that's the word for it.
We'll get a soundboard.
But yeah, this is a very unplanned, unprecedented, unscripted.
I actually think you're just waffling. I click record and this girl just started waffling. Like, you're yapping.
But then
yapping,
that's
bro.
What it is, guys. You
that's
know what
you're
this
here for.
This is me in my really natural habitat.
It's
this
true.
Is what Gideon gets every day. And now I give a little bit of it to you. It's like my Christmas present.
Yeah, and as you guys can see from your exposure to this for literally less than 2 minutes, yeah, you can see why I'm never home.
You can see why he has a tremendous amount of fun when he's home.
Do I?
You do.
Do I?
You do.
Okay. Right. So, guys, we're going to kick off today by talking about something that me and Daniel were talking about. Was it today or yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Daniel's basically saying that London isn't a holiday destination because she doesn't understand how other people see London as a holiday destination. Mm-hmm. But then she also acknowledged the fact that obviously it's got a huge part to do with the fact that we live here, we were brought up here, we've been here our whole lives. So to us, London is just normal, it's just home. But to other people, it's like, wow, London.
But it's different though. I still feel like it's different because imagine living in Italy,
Or
like Bali. Right. I know there's different places. I know not the Italy that we see is Italy everywhere.
Yeah.
Or Bali that we see is
but
Bali.
There are people who live in the places.
But that's what you need to understand, bro. There's people that live in them houses. Like, it's not just there for decoration.
On the mountainsides,
that
on the beach side.
It's scary to think about because that's like they just get to see that every day.
That's
what
the
do we get to see, guys? We're in a concrete jungle.
Concrete. That's actually false. Did you know that London is the biggest urban forest on the planet?
Really?
Yeah. More than 25% of London is green.
The more
green.
You know, guys, the more you know.
Yeah, the more you know. But no,
fact
I thought...
Fact of the day? Fact of the pod?
You should have probably said that before.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, this is like a brainstorming idea. Like, we kind of brainstorm on these pods sometimes, you know.
We brainstorm whilst recording.
Yeah. Guys, this is why you love us.
It's already so messy. But no. I thought it was interesting because when you were talking about it, we were basically saying that like even the places that we are thinking of going, because guys, we need to get out of this England.
Yeah.
We already know
and
this.
I feel like people my age don't understand. Like when I say, oh yeah, I want to go to the Netherlands, I want to go to Canada.
People think we want to go for 2 weeks.
Yeah, people think people when I said that, people are like, oh my god, that's you're crazy. Like, I just wanna. But it's like, it's the same thing as moving to the Netherlands would be the same thing as moving like up north or something. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, even moving up some places, like if I was to move to freaking Scotland, it takes further to get to Scotland, bruv. And it takes to get to freaking the Netherlands. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like, obviously, you're moving to another country, but it's just like the distance is not that deep, bruv.
Yeah.
And I feel like we need to get out of this UK, like ASAP, guys. I'm
no,
because
this
youngins.
Country's such bad vibes,
it's only
going to
get worse. Like, guys, we're in a recession.
Guys, I saw on Twitter, yeah, that this Rishi Sunak, he wanted... He wants to implement a thing where it's like you can only immigrate into the country if you earn over 38 bags a year, 38 grand. And, you know, it really begs the question, how many people living in this UK of ours are earning over 38 grand?
When Gideon said that, the song that popped into my head was, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Because I feel like Rishi Sunak, or whatever his name is, if there's anyone that supports the idea, of that idea is stupid because I can't lie. Do you even make that much amount of money? And I feel like the standard that we're holding these quote unquote immigrants to is so high to rather than like to the people who live here, which is crazy because it's like most, I mean, historically, right, the people who immigrate to this country bring more to the country's economy than the people than who were here.
The hard born bred British people. Like, It's true. Guys, people came on a big fat boat and contributed more to this Great Britain than people who were born here. I'm talking about the Windrush generation. Shout out them, man. With the Jajas.
Jajas.
With our auntie, them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout but then them. It's crazy because it's like, I feel like it's, I don't understand why it's so crazy for us to want to move, because if you see like how most of your parents, guys, if you're like, your parents aren't from this country.
Yeah, if you're first generation, yeah.
To have a better life. And obviously it was a better life than where they moved to.
And we would have a better life.
Yeah.
But it's in like, other places than
now,
here.
Guys, it's our turn. It's our turn to move.
Because what is going on?
It's our turn to pack our bags.
Because actually, guys, if you actually deep it, we're never good. Literally only like, the top 5% of our earners in our generation are going to be able to buy a house before they're like 50.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy. Like, you can barely, people can't, we were talking about this yesterday. You're like, oh, I ain't seen a BMW in time. Or Dion said that.
Yeah.
No, Dion, this, we started a quote section, guys, for all of the quotes that we, all of the quotes that we say. Like,
just
funny things outlandish that we say when we're together, yeah. And yesterday, Dion was just like, no, because recently I've just been seeing ugly cars, fam. I've just seen ugly cars.
It's just true, though, because
that's
like,
the only thing that people can afford, bro.
It's true.
It's actually peak. And also, let's talk about shrinkflation. Shrinkflation. So, guys, if you don't know what shrinkflation is, yeah, you see how things are increasing in price. That's regular inflation. Do you know what I mean? You know what inflation is.
Word.
Shrinkflation is when you keep things at the same price. Or maybe they're even doing this on top of inflation, so they're already increasing the price, but the actual package that you're getting is smaller. So you see how, like, crisp packets. You know, before, back in them days, we used to complain that, like, you know, 40% of the bag was air.
Yeah.
Now it's 80%. We only get 20% crisp.
We get one crisp.
It's crazy.
Please, may I have some more? Sir, you that's know what they're doing, guys.
Guys,
they're teasing us. They're teasing us. You know what they're doing? They're edging us, guys. They are edging us. That's the
because,
real talk.
No. Because do you remember like that 4-pack of Dairy Milk chocolate bars that you could get from Co-op for a pound?
For a pound.
You know, it's £2.50 now.
Bro, £2.50. Don't get me started on this
£1.25. No, mums. What's going on? Who has 25p?
He wants to be stuck with 75p.
What are you getting with 75p? Because at this age, that can't even buy you gum, because gum's at 80p now.
Because you know
what
it is? It would make sense here. Yeah. I wouldn't even be as mad. I'd still be mad, but it would make sense if they decreased some things to now 75p because, okay, fares. Now you can get...
Now you can get it can equate. You know? Yeah. You know what I mean?
But it's like...
Nothing 75p no more, bruv. Nothing was 75p ever, actually.
Exactly, really, it was never 75p.
£1.25 makes no sense. Why is everything £1.25? It actually really annoys me. I sound like I want to cry, because I do. Anyway, before we actually cry on this podcast, let's move on to the next one.
Swiftly, because we'll actually be talking about this forever.
No, because guys, my head will actually get hot. More of the story, we need to leave.
It's crazy, though, because me and Gideon, literally, when I came back from school, we were talking about it with my mum. Oh, mum, sorry. I mean, sometimes I forget that. Okay, anyway. Guys. And we were having like a whole like just debate.
It wasn't even a debate. It was just a deep conversation.
Yeah,
it was
about
just a
life
deep
and
conversation,
how
just about everything.
Freaking cooks we are in this country.
Like, we're actually
freaking,
we're sauteed, bro. It's crazy. But yeah, we just wanted to talk about, you know, how the weather's getting colder. As we started at the beginning of the pod, Daniel was yapping about seasonal depression. You know what I'm saying, guys? The sun going down this early to a lot of people is a problem. Initially, I said this when it first started, though. Mm. When the clocks go back, normally for the first 2 weeks, it's a bit of a struggle because you're used to the long days.
Yeah.
You're used to it being
bright.
But it's like,
you kind of enjoy it because it's like, oh, I got like another hour. Like, it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like you're getting used to the feeling of it, but it's like a nice getting used to it. For me personally, it's like, when the clocks go back, it's like, oh, it's supposed to be late as fuck. I mean, early as fuck, but it's actually quite... Do you know what I mean?
No, it's in like...
It's supposed to be...
You'll think in your head, you'll think that it's a lot later than
yeah,
actually.
Type shit. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
You can't speak today.
Guys, but you know what I'm trying to say. You do, you know?
No, but like, it's actually true though, because when I was out today, it started getting dark by the time I got back. I was like, guys, what's the time? It's looking like it's 5 o'clock. I got back and it was like 3 something. I was like...
But wow. You know what I don't like about that? Because some people need the sun to be productive, right? Me, I like it. But some people, so I've heard people say that, oh, like, as soon as the sun goes down, they just want
to
sleep.
They just want to go to
but
bed.
But for me, as soon as the sun goes down.
Imagine being that actually wired, as in, like, your circadian rhythm's actually that good that you actually feel tired as soon as the sun goes
down.
That's
disgusting. That's
crazy. You're too stable.
You're too stable. As in, you don't even have to worry about anything.
Like, because...
I don't even think you're worrying right now. I don't even think you're cold.
I think they're asleep. I don't think they're listening.
They're sleeping.
Because it's just like... Oh, it's just, but anyway, what we should talk about is the cold. Because guys, over the weekend in Birmingham, it snowed. It didn't like settle, like, because it was just in the middle of the night.
You keep saying it didn't settle, but it didn't. Because they got to play in that snow.
Yeah, but it was because we looked outside the window. No, this is a lie. So basically, Leela, who was on the pod last episode, my housemate, she texts the house group chat. She's like, she sends videos of people playing in the snow outside. She's like, guys, I was just hearing noises outside. And look, I turn around, I see this. And then she just sends that. So then, obviously, I see that the snow's snowing. And then people want to go outside. So the house goes outside playing in the snow. By the time the morning comes, it rained after it snowed. And then the snow got washed away.
But it did settle, though.
No, the snow was settling overnight, but it wasn't there in the morning is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, but my point is, guys, last week was Blitzkrieg. Mm. It was cold. It was too cold.
I was talking to this guy in my class today. I was like, I actually feel like we're being victimized by the weather. It's the same type of thing, guys. They're edging us, bro. Because, like, why are we cold as fuck if it's not going to snow? It's not snowed in London and it's cold. The cold here is never colded like this before. No, or maybe it has.
Every year just gets worse, bro.
I'm pretty sure it gets worse because it's just like, bro, like...
Why? Imagine we're having this conversation in the house. I'm not going to say who in it, but someone in the house is like, no, but guys, it's okay because winter is getting colder, but that just means summer's going to get hot. I was like, what?
Who said rate them out right now. No. They in uniform. They got into. Okay, you know what? Let me know. That is wild. Maybe they might be right. You know, like
it is getting colder. But they said it in a way where it's like, no, it's okay that summer's getting hot. And I'm like, no, we're cooked.
Because who wants to be? Because if that was true, we're cooked, bro. We're actually gonna start
getting sizzled in our houses, like, bro. Because we're going to come back and it's going to be like May and we're just going to have that one week in May when it's like 32 degrees. And we're just going to be like, guys, we're dying. The heat is there. We can't even breathe. It's too hot. It's radiation. We're getting fried. All this type of stuff. And then it's going to get worse every year.
Yeah.
But because even on Twitter this week, I seen on Twitter someone was complaining about the fact that obviously in football, when it's still winter, but like when back in the day when it used to snow, they'd get out the orange football because obviously you can't use a white ball when it's snowing. Snow is white, you can't see the ball. So they used to use an orange football, but they're like, I ain't seen an orange football in time. And then people in the comments are just like, global warming's killed the game. Global warming has killed the game, bro. Guys, I think now people are only really starting to realize how peak global warming is. And that is scary because, guys, I'm sorry, the signs, it was written on the wall ages ago.
Mm.
You know, when we had a youth them, screaming, Greta. Yeah, when we had her yapping.
We should have listened to Greta. This is why we recycle, guys.
We've been recycling. Isn't it? You know what I mean?
But guys, you know what's crazy? It's the fact that people keep saying, oh no, guys, don't worry. Like, the end of the world won't happen in our lifetime. Like,
but what if it does?
But what if it does? How do you know?
No, I was talking to Ma yesterday before you came back from school. And I was like, Mum, like, you actually can't die until you're 95. And then I was actually deep in it. If Ma was to die when she's 95, like, she'd be dying in the 2070s.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? That sounds like it's fuck off far away, innit?
Mm.
That's in like 50 years. Less than 50 years.
But
bro,
like, we're going to be like 50. I mean...
Were you born today? What's going on? What was that, Maps? You okay?
I don't know.
Daddy, are you okay?
I'm just talking. I don't know.
We'll be like, I'll be in my 70s in the 2070s.
What's going on? That's what I meant. Sorry, I thought he said 90, but I thought he meant 70. Like, guys, swear down. Like, in my head, I was calculating it. Like,
it's okay, Daniel.
Because you didn't calculate it.
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
God.
But guys, I was just... Did you just go, glad?
God.
Oh. I thought you just made a gun sound.
Well, I just glad. What's wrong with you?
Anyway, but yeah, guys, like, I want to add to that point because it's just, I think people don't take it seriously, and the people who aren't taking it seriously are going to die soon. And it's just like, I feel like we need to start taking it more seriously because at the end of the day, you guys are talking about baby names with your favorite guy on the phone.
But what earth are they going to live on?
Yeah, will your baby even make it to see the earth even make it to see your baby? Like,
No, that's so true. It's actually nasty, guys. Let's actually recycle. I don't want to see people who litter still in this day and age actually grow up.
Like,
because there's a bin somewhere. Mm. Put it in your pocket, bruv, until you get to a bin. Because I see man actually throwing stuff on the floor. And I actually want to get my hand out. And you see this cold that is really, you know, getting to us at this point. I want to actually just hold my hand out in the cold, take it out of my gloves, make sure my hand is nice and cold, frozen. Do you know what I mean? So it's like a slab of ice and get it and just wallop them in the head. Because it's just like, are you dumb? Are you silly?
You weren't raised right. Oh, guys, I just said, you know the fact I just said you weren't raised right? I need to tell you guys a little anecdote.
Were you raised up or you dragged up, bro?
Talking about that, bro. Let me tell you, because I don't know if we talked about this before. I feel like we have talked about this before, but this is like an anecdote. So I need to just like reinforce how disgusting like this act is, okay?
Story time.
So I was in the toilet yesterday, in the sixth form toilets, right? And in our sixth form toilets, as in these are the toilets only the sixth form members can use, only the girls can use it. Lovely, you know, this is a privilege we've earned with the time that we've been here for 7 years.
For your 10 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So we're like, cool. This is our nice three cubicles, you know, only sixth formers can use it. Cool. I'm already vexed. I walk in there. Why are there youngers in there? Anytime the youngers use the toilets, it's just cahoots, bro. It's just cahoots. It's just cahoots.
What?
Bro, like, I can't even understand. I don't even.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know what that means, bro. It probably means something good. I don't mean it's good, bro.
Cahoots, that little quiz website, bro. What do you want?
But, bro, I'm telling you, it's something else. Let me tell you why, okay? Because I already knew walking into this place that what I was going to find when I opened the door to those three cubicles was not right. So I'm there, I'm like, I can't lie, I need to pee. So I'm looking at the end cubicle and the door's open. The door wasn't open, the door's locked. So I look in the middle cubicle and that's the only one open. The other two on the side are locked, right? People are in there. So I go in there, smells like raw pussy, guys. I'm not going to lie, smell like raw fermented piss. Raw fermented piss. And I'm like, okay.
And no, you said it smelled like a yeast infection.
Literally. And then the thing that makes it worse is that it's a small cubicle, right? And the windows, and none of the windows open in them toilets. Like,
why did it?
So it's like none of the windows open. So I was like, this is not getting better. I don't think I can spend even 2 seconds in this to even pee. I'm not doing it. So I was like, cool. So then when I went out, I was like, oh, I can't lie. No, I'm not using that. As soon as I come out, the person in the back cubicle, the most furthest one, comes out. And I'm like, cool, because I actually like this cubicle. This cubicle, it's nice to me, you know? It's nice and spacious, you know? It's just a nice cubicle to, be in.
Mm-mm.
So I go in. Actually, I step one foot in, and I'm hit with the smell. Guys, it was... I can't even describe the smell. And it's like the smell infiltrated the room. Like, everybody could smell it within 5 seconds.
It was like,
do you know what makes it worse, guys? Sorry to pause but do you know what makes it worse? Is the fact that the girl, first of all, she wasn't in sixth form. I'm looking at her like, you're in uniform, mate. And then she walks past me, dashes past me, avoiding the freaking sink. Apparently that's foreign to her. After the bomb she just dropped detonated in the bathroom, right? She walks past me and outside the door. So then as soon as she walks past me, everyone's looking at each other like it's like we couldn't even make a sound. We were all making noises asphyxiation.
What? Asphyxiation.
Yeah, that one.
You cannot talk. No.
Bro, that we couldn't breathe. And I was just like, this is what leads me to a point. Like, why do you shit in school?
No, mums, no, it's actually so true, mate. Thanks, mate. First of all, you said all of that just
yes! Because guys, you need to understand, like,
guys, you need to understand the importance of having the morning dookie.
If you don't have the morning dookie, it depends on what person you are, because some people don't dookie in the morning, they dookie at night.
Some people don't dookie every day.
Yeah, some people, and that's what makes it, like, when you don't dookie every day, that's what makes it.
Because it's been loading
it's
up.
It's been
in
loading.
There, like, that's why she could drop it. You know when you said that you stepped in and then the smell just hit you?
Yeah.
I was going to say, when you paused me, I was going to say that it's just like the way that you described it was as if you walked in and it just hit with that. You know that sound that people be putting in their YouTube videos? Just.
Do you know what that, it's like, guys? It's like, you know, if a bomb actually dropped on London and you've got the bomb, you've got the first impact, and you've got that shockwave. It's the shockwave that hit me. That's what hit me. The shockwave, guys.
No, that's crazy.
And it was disgusting because I'm thinking, she flushed the toilet. Like, I heard the toilet flush, so...
Imagine the actual impact
is gone.
It's just the remnants.
It's just the shockwave. I'm facing the effects of shockwave. My skin could melt right now.
It's a nuclear fallout, bro.
Bro, it's a nuclear fallout. Anyway, so that's what I had to. I had to make you guys understand. Do not shit in school. Do your morning shit. Yeah. Do your night shit. Yeah. Whatever you got to do.
Just dookie not in school. Just
dookie not in school, because if you don't, this is that you'll be that girl. You can't hold in your shit the whole day. No. Especially if you have a morning. If you've gone the day before without pooing, and then you don't do your morning shit.
It's GG's for you, bro.
It's not even GG's for you. It's GG's for everyone around you.
No, but do you know what? It's tough here, because you know sometimes where you do. Sometimes there's situations where you miss the morning dookie.
Mm.
You know, you miss the morning dookie, and it's like, oh, you know, I'm going to have to do this one. And then you just feel your stomach is just beginning to rumble. It's just turning in on itself and being quiet.
Gideon's like, when he used to work every day, the only way I know he needs to use the toilet, because his stomach doesn't growl when he's hungry.
No.
It's a good baby, doesn't make any noise. No. Only cries when it's
full. When it's full.
Yeah, when it's full.
When it's full.
So that's the thing with him. But for me, I can't lie, even if I didn't take my morning dookie, I would never do a dookie at school. I don't care what circumstance it is. Nah. Like, and if you were gonna be that person, at least go to the toilet in the class,
when there's no one in the toilet.
Yeah, so no one can even see that it was you.
You just leave the seal, and you just leave the bomb that you dropped.
Yeah, and if you're lucky and the windows can open, maybe the smell will go out.
Exactly, before the next person comes in.
You know what I mean? So it's like,
you just gotta be tactical with it.
You just gotta be tactical. Think about yourself and then think of others.
It's the people that do it like right at the end of lunch before everyone starts skedaddling to the toilet.
And you know what? It's even worse than the lower site, because we've got two sites, like I explained, guys. In the morning, because I start like 2 days of my week on the lower site, I'll be in the toilet because I'm early with my friend, and people will come to school to shit.
Not in the morning.
In the morning.
Like they went in their house 30 minutes ago.
And I'm just like, you don't do your morning dookie. You don't do it at school. You just don't do it at school, guys. It's like unwritten rules. Like, why do I need to? But it's like, I want to have some type of sympathy, because they don't know. Or maybe you shouldn't.
No, I'm sorry. Like, how can you not know? Because like, it's like, kids, you walk, like, especially that lower side toilet, guys. This lower side toilet is right outside. Like, it's on the exit way.
Yeah.
From the lower side as you're going to walk to the upper side, so everyone walks past it, and especially that boy's toilet that just stinks of piss because there's piss on the floor.
But it's like, do they not clean the
I'm sorry, we need to teach young boys how to actually put their urine in the
urinal, in the urine basket,
you know what I mean? They're missing the basket. It's quite worrying. But like, guys, I was just gonna say, yeah, we've been talking a lot about dookie.
Yeah,
I think it might be time for you to go and take yours.
But guys, don't worry, yeah, because when you come back, we've got a load of topics to talk about.
We do.
It's going to be really nice, really fun, really interactive.
And really cool. Really cool.
So, guys, just go and take your break. Get your popcorn. Reload it. Bang. Reload it.
Bang.
And just get yourself ready for the next segment.
All right. We'll see you guys in a bit. Later. Bang! We're back, guys. Did you miss us?
I don't know if you heard the sound I just made, but I don't know what that was.
No, but guys, we wanted to talk about how the fact that you guys need to enjoy your December. I know we were just talking about how cold it is and whatnot, but you guys need to enjoy your December. Why?
January.
It's tough. It's looking
guys,
very.
Guys, January is like, people talk about, oh yeah. Obviously, no, I don't think anyone is depressed in December. I feel like
the seasonal depression hits in January.
January, because that's when everyone's poor. I mean, if you do Christmas presents, then you're cooked. If you actually have a big family and you have a loving family, you're cooked.
You're cooked.
Like, what the hell?
Because the thing is as well, people go into the present giving season being like, it's fine, I'm going to drop all these racks on people because I'll probably get racks worth of presents back. But it's like, you're going to get racks worth of presents back. Yeah, but it's like, presents ain't going to pay the bills.
Presents isn't money.
Do you know what I mean?
And it's like, nowadays, I mean, it's shallow to say, but give me money, bruv. No, that's what I always ask for. Hey. Like, people are like, what are you going to ask for? You got to the point where, like, you know,
Just give me peace.
Just give me peace.
Let me worry about what I want. Do you know what I mean? Just give me the money.
And it's not even like that's an unthoughtful present.
It's thoughtful. Do what you want with it. I trust you to buy you what you want more than I trust me to buy you what
but
you
want. But now I trust you to give me the right amount. You know what I mean?
Three digits minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, now, guys, we got to lock in for January, because I got assignments due second week of January.
Yeah.
I've got 4 assignments due within 4 days. It's tough, because have I started any?
And, you know, as soon as January hits, guys, all me A-level youths, we got to lock in, guys. No man, no more of this dilly-dallying, okay?
Probably should have locked in.
I've already locked in. Me personally, but I feel like I'd be more locked in. You know, I've done my seatbelt, right?
Yeah.
But
you haven't quite put the key into the ignition yet.
Key into ignition.
It's just hovering. You're edging it.
I put my seatbelt on. Put the key into the ignition, but I haven't checked my windows. I haven't checked my windows yet. So when I drive off, because, do you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like, guys, that's me right now, but I'm cooking.
You're going to check your blind spots first.
When you're doing an 800 meter, you got to have a little jog at first, right? A little jog before you pick up the pace, right? Yeah, yeah. But I'm not going to wait until that study, like, what's that thing called when it's like, once it gets really close to your exams, you...
Oh, study leave.
No. It's not study leave. I'm like, some people, it's like a notion people get, like, as soon as it gets really close, it's most likely in study leave, but as soon as it gets really close to your study time, like, when you're going to do exams, people, like, actually lock in for you. That's what I did for GCSEs. It did work, but I feel like A-levels, you can't do that.
It will not work.
That's just too much for you to learn. So I feel like that's when...
Really and truly, the latest you should be locking in is Easter.
Mm.
After Easter, you have to be
pedal to the metal.
You have to be pedal to the metal. But what I wanted to say this was, guys, it's important that you lock in. Because for those of you that don't, I think it's very important. You see, every time it's exam season, you see on TikTok, the TikToks, oh, me preparing for the greatest academic comeback of all time.
Yeah.
Guys, not everyone's having an academic comeback. Some of you are destined to be bummed academically.
And some of you will be reposting, oh, yeah, me, I am revising.
Academic comeback.
But you know you're in your bed at home, you know, and you tell your friend, you tell your people at school, like, hey, how much work are you doing? But then on the flip side, you got them people there that be like, behind on shit. I can't lie. Yeah, like, I'm so far behind. They could be lying.
They are lying.
But you know what? Me? This is different. I'm a different type of nigga. Me? Because I won't be lying to you. I'll look you then in the face and say, yeah, I ain't done shit because I ain't done shit, bro.
But when you do your shit.
But then I'm going to do my shit. But that's what people don't understand. They'll think we're failing together. Me and you, we are not the same. You're not the same. You're not one together, yeah, okay? No. So you'll just be there like, oh, I can't lie. Daniela ain't done shit. So I'm kind of cool.
But it's like, you don't understand how quickly Daniela can... Daniela is odd, yeah, because she's like... Daniela, I actually don't even know how to talk about you academically. Like,
I'm the most unserious person you ever meet.
It's true. That's actually perfect. You're so unseriously serious.
Yeah.
That is actually quite silly.
And my mum was even talking... Sorry. Our mum was talking about the fact that I always get away with everything. And I would say in an academic sense, I actually do too as well. Because it's like, I'm able to fool around and have my fun, right? When it gets down to it, I'm gonna get the grades that I need. Like, I'm gonna get what I need to get to where I get. Could it be better? Most definitely, yeah. And I will show you. I'll make everybody proud. Yeah, when I get the exam.
Guys, I'm scared. I'm not gonna lie.
No, you shouldn't be scared. I already know I'm cooking, guys. I'm scared. Do you know what makes it even better? Because I like being busy. Like, I know it. Like, I low-key get burnt out, but I like being busy.
Nah, let's talk about that though. Because you see me when I was on my train back here. Yeah, I was just deep in it. I was looking out the window into the night.
Yeah.
I was just like, fuck me, man, I'm tired. Mm. Like, I actually just burnt out to the ground. But it's not even like I've been doing a mad amount of work recently. Mm. Like, last week, I didn't really do that much. I was actually a bum last week.
Mm.
But pretty much since September until...
You've been working and earning. And
exactly, until the middle of November. Mm. Like, my foot has just been on the gas. And it's just been scary. Like, I'm tired. I'm actually tired.
It's like, when that, like, season happens, because for me, it happens quite a lot.
Burnout?
No, not burnout, but it's like I'll have a period of time where it's like I will not stop working.
Okay.
I don't sleep as well, so it's even worse for me. Like, I'll be working, staying in school, doing X work, yeah? And then I'll take a week off after that because I'm just literally like, bro, I actually fully can't.
I'm cooked, yeah.
And then even that week, it's not even like a week of like relaxing.
Because so it's like, you know you should be doing work exactly. as well.
So it's like...
It's guilty, your relaxation, so therefore it's not relaxing. It's actually just quite stressful. It's actually just long.
So it's like, you might as well just be back in the game. You might be back on the field, but...
This is what I'm saying. Because basically, guys, we agreed that we were going to record this pod at 5, right? We agreed at like 3:30 we were going to record the pod at 5.
Mm.
Gets to 5, I set an alarm. I asked Daniela, because I knew this was going to be a problem. I was like, are you going to be in my room at 5? Or should I come and get you at 5? She's like, come and get me. I was like, cool. So I set an alarm, yeah? And then the alarm goes off. I call for Daniela. I'm like, Daniela, it's time. Yeah. And then she's like,
Do you know what? The only reason why I was saying that.
No, I'm not done.
Okay.
Can we just do that same? I was like, yeah.
And I can hear the frustration in his voice. Like, yeah, but Daniel, you said you're going to do something. You said you're going to do something. When you say you're going to do something. And then he goes to the toilet. I think he had the most stressful shit of his life.
That didn't happen. I just went to the bathroom to look at myself. I just stared at myself in the mirror.
What am I doing to you, bro? Like,
you stress me out.
No, it's okay because you don't need to be stressed. At the end of the day, I'm going to come through, nigga.
No, I don't actually worry about you. That's your own problem. Yeah. It's when you start affecting my shit, babe.
I'm not affecting
you. No, listen. Because you were like, oh, can we do it at 6? And I, in my head, the reason why I asked you what time is because me, I work on schedules.
Yeah.
I work on timings, yeah. Do you understand? So I booked that time in 90 minutes from 5 o'clock. So 5 to 6.30 is podcast time. Do you understand? After 6.30, between 6.30 and 8 o'clock, I need to do work. So when you said, can we do it at 6? And then I'm like, Zania, but nah, I need to do my work after. She's like, do you work now? We'll do it at 6. I'm like, I can't just sit down and work for an hour. And then you do 90 minutes worth of work. That doesn't make no sense.
Yeah.
So you want me to work for 90 minutes when it's like, really and truly, it takes you like 15 minutes to get into the work. Do you know what I mean? Really and truly. Because it's not like you just sit down and then immediately you start, you know, you're not going off
you
already.
You don't immediately start going,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it takes a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Then you go, then it comes. Do you understand? So it's like, you know, you just got to get into the flow of it all. So when you started messing with my schedule, that's when man was like, nah.
Do you know what it is, guys? Every now and then, we'll come on the pod and Gideon, we will literally start, like, rehashing the arguments that we've had prior. Because we're always
having... Really and truly, it's just our therapy session.
It's like, it literally is. When we record, like, we're the pod. A conversation. Yeah, we actually just chat. But it's just like, yeah, no, I do get it. My process between that, when I said no, I was like, I'm saying no, but what am I going to do? Like, I don't have anything to
do. You're just going to be on TikTok.
Exactly. I was just on TikTok scrolling. And it's like, but do you know why I was like, no? It's because I literally just left his room like 40 minutes before. And I was like, shit, I need to find something. Because I'm going to a club on Saturday, guys.
She's going to have a nice time. She's going to come back. And she's going to be like, it's such a waste of time, money and energy. And I'm so excited. Because, guys... this is gonna be a canon event for you.
I feel like it is, but I'm excited to have it because it's like, guys, like, I feel like everybody needs to try one thing once.
You do. That's why I'm not saying don't go.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you're not gonna have a good time.
I don't
time.
Think I will. Like, and do you know what it is? It's because, like, the whole. I mean, I was talking about it to my.
She's your mom. Like, she's your mom.
No, I can't say my mom when you're here. Though.
Yeah, you can.
I can't.
You can. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Go
ahead. No, because you know what's even funny as well? Yesterday, this girl was like to me, oh, I was actually deep and it's like, you're actually my only brother. Like, you're my brother.
Right,
like...
No, do you know why I said that? It's because I was like, guys, it's so crazy because when I say bro to my brother, it's like, I'm actually saying bro, like, to my brother.
Yeah, because we were having an argument yesterday in the kitchen and she's like, no, because why are you saying that, bro? And then she's like, then immediately after she said it with her head being hot, yeah, she's like, no, it's actually crazy because you're my brother. I'm like, it's kind of what it means, brother. It's kind of what it means.
Yeah, I know.
But it's just like, you know, I don't have a brother.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I am your brother, though.
No, you're not. Okay. Don't do that. You're not my bro. Don't try to do that.
Bro.
You're very much my sister.
But
don't
I
fill
the role, like...
No. You don't. What? You don't, do not fill the role of being a
brother.
Can't
I wear the dress and the...
No.
Okay. And the trousers.
No. You can't.
What? So what are you trying to say? Like,
you don't have the capabilities.
You're trying to say that. What are you trying to say about...
You can't be a man.
Oh, guys, we're getting a bit...
Oh, my God. You cannot be a man.
Yo, guys, catch him.
Oh, my God.
Yo, what? Who invited this kid?
Get off my pod. Get off. Get off my pod. Get off. Leave.
Anyway, guys, we haven't even...
Leave the room. I'll continue to solo.
I am not leaving.
No, because, guys, really and truly... We have one section left, and really, I think we're going to get into a heated debate about this.
Guys, I can't, like, every single time Gideon goes, really and truly, and I don't know if he said it before on this pod, he's just caressing my knee. He gets his hand, and he's like, you know when someone's like, wait, and they put their hand on your knee, I'm like, I'm looking at him every single time he does it, and I'm like, why is your hand on my knee? Why is your hand on my knee, please?
It's a reflex. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I actually only really ever say really and truly when I'm stalling, when I'm switching from the note section.
Yeah, because it's like, something else. That's like, because everybody has that. Everyone's like,
Everyone has their filler like phrase.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of this one that
most people say. Use. Like,
no, it's not even that. It's like oh, guys, I just said but that's not my one. That yeah. guys, oh, really? But like teachers have one. Like teachers, every teacher has a different one, and they were like they'll say something, guys, stop it, like guys, you guys are stressing me out, like you gotta be. Bro, what I'm looking at is the time going by. I'm actually looking at the time of going 7, 8, 9.
We're just wasting people's time, honestly. Okay. But no, guys, we're about to get into the real nitty gritty. This is why you're all here. We're ranking the months of the year. And I think our rankings are going to be very different. Mm. Because you're going to go... I think you're going to be very skewed to autumn. I think I'm going to be very skewed to spring. But anyway, let's start from the bottom.
I don't think so.
Let's start from the bottom. Mm. What's the worst month of the year for you? Let's just, we're not going to go like 1 to 12. We'll just do like, we'll do groups of 4. So we'll do the bottom bracket, the middle bracket.
Should I say my bottom bracket?
You say, yeah, give me the worst 4 months of the year. We can talk about them individually, but just give me the 4.
January.
Probably should have wrote the list before.
Yeah. January, March.
You've been March in the bottom 4.
Actually, no, March. I like March. March makes up for it because the weather's kind of getting cute. Like, actually, no, not recently, because last year it freaking snowed in March.
Exactly.
What are we talking about? Yeah. No, March is definitely in the bottom.
Okay, fine. What else?
I'm going to put September there too. Oh, no, actually, no, I don't know if I'm going to put September in the middle, okay? September's not in the bottom. This is crazy for me. Gideon's literally looking at me because he's like, your birthday day.
Yeah, but like, how can you put September in the bottom 4?
I'm taking it from everybody else's perspective. And like, the only reason why I do like September is, first of all, because it's my birthday. Second of all, because I do kind of like the weather. It's kind of getting cold. Yeah. And it's kind of getting... So I wouldn't say it's like in the bottom 4, but I would say, obviously, like, it's back to academics. It's back to
work. Yeah, but I feel like that's good, though, because you have the energy for that.
Yeah, and it's like, at the beginning, you go so hard.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
So it's not like a really bad month.
It's not.
I would actually kind of put it at the top.
I think September should be top 4.
Yeah, it's definitely at the top 4.
September's top 4 for me personally. I think
February is definitely in the bottom. January, February, March, in the bottom. Because what the fuck? Like, why? And do you know what I hear about February as well? First of all, it's a short-ass month. Ain't nothing special in that. What are you talking about? Fucking Valentine's. I'm not even mad because I don't have a Valentine's, guys. Not because I have never had a Valentine's. But let's talk about that. Because why have I never had a Valentine's? Why am I always breaking up with my boo before Valentine's?
Because they're broke niggas, bruv. They don't have the money.
I mean, he said it.
They don't have the money. That's why. I'm telling you.
He said, we don't have the capacity.
They don't. They don't have the capacity. But no. I think for me, I personally think... I think May... I love May, me personally.
Oh, yeah. May... I feel like May's definitely top.
No.
One of the top.
No. I'd put May in the middle. The reason why I put May in the middle is because of exam season.
Oh, shit. I forget about that.
And if May didn't have exam season, it would definitely be the best month of the year. But because it has exam season, it has all those stresses with it. The weather in May is gorgeous, normally. I'd say just the vibes of May, that's when all the cherry blossoms are nice and full, the trees are getting full again, like, do you know what I mean? It's just nice, it's just cute, do you know what I mean? But that exam season actually collapses it, because I just think back to the May of 2022, guys, I actually was on my, I was on my knees.
A-levels?
Yeah, I was on my knees, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm so scared for that, I feel praying. Like I might be on my
own. No, because Daniel, you see the way it chopped me, you actually didn't see the way it chopped me, because I was actually hibernating.
Gideon was always in his room.
Like, you did not see me. The only time I went out of my room in May 2022 was to go downstairs to watch the Celtics play in the playoffs. I actually remember going into my final politics exam after game 6 of that NBA finals, which the Celtics lost. So I went in the day, not even the day after, it was literally like 3 hours after the Celtics lost the NBA finals. Yeah. And I had to sit in my final A-level exam. I wanted to kill myself before I even got into that room. And then I sat that paper. Don't talk to me about A-levels. I know I started talking about it. I shouldn't have done that. Because
you're scaring me. Stop it.
No.
You know, it's fine because I didn't pick your subjects.
Yeah, you didn't.
So, I feel like...
And you also don't have, like, fucking donkey as a teacher.
Yeah, like, I feel like the only subjects I'm classed in is freaking philosophy.
Philosophy is just vibes, bro.
It is vibes, but it's like, you do need a teacher. Like, every subject needs a teacher, but you don't really need it for philosophy because it's so heavy content and there's so many different topics, so many different segments of... Because we're not even doing philosophy, we're doing RE. Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing philosophy, that's fine. Business ethics, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, bro, we're doing RE, okay? Yeah. Why are we learning about... Fuck, what are we learning about? Shit, bro. I don't know. Anyone who's in my class, like, bro, they, we don't know because you know, we've been doing the same topic for like so long, it's just annoying. Like, we're not moving at any pace.
I'm just gonna say this, yeah, that school needs a downgrade quickly. Officer needs to stop lying, saying it's outstanding.
And it's like, you know, I because I'm a prefect, guys. Anyway, I mean, because I'm a prefect, I, you know, go to these school events where I'm showing like the basically like
that the prospect students,
around. So I was showing like the prospect students' parents around, and this lady was talking to me. She was like, yeah, I mean, I really want to enroll my kid here because, you know, it's got a really good, what's it called?
Ofsted.
No, it's got a really good, like, reputation.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, I hear the reputation. Hey.
The reputation was when the school was good.
When it was good, when Big Daddy Nige. What do you guys know about Big Daddy Nige? Anyway, guys, we're going completely
off. Yeah, but where did we get, how did we go from Maine to Big Daddy Nige? Anyway, no, right, let me go through the months, through the calendar, yeah? So, January, ass, bottom four. February, ass, bottom four. March, mid.
Why?
Mid.
Why?
Just mid.
Why?
It's not overly bad. It's not overly good.
Why?
Mid. It's just mid.
Why?
It's just mid.
But why do you think it's mid?
Nothing. I just said it's not overly bad. It's not overly good.
Yeah, but what makes it not overly bad and not overly good?
Like, the weather's, yeah? And it's just like, but it's like, after March, it starts picking up. April, okay, normally fine. I would also put April in mid. May, I would put in mid. I would put in the good month, in the top four. But exam season collapses it. Maybe it's the fourth month, actually. Maybe it's the bottom of the top bracket.
I can't lie.
June?
I would put June.
Is in the top four.
Is in the top. Is definitely top four.
July? Top four. August?
I don't know how I feel about June, you know.
Actually. Why? Why? Why?
I don't know if June is the hottest when it gets the hottest. Is it when it gets the hottest in June?
June, July.
I can't June, July. It.
That's what I was thinking about. No, but that's what I was thinking about August, though. Because August is like, you're fully off in August.
And it gets proper hot.
And it's just like, by August, you're kind of just bored of being off.
Yeah. And you're bored of it being freaking hot, bro. Like, at first, you're like, oh my God, yeah, like, exciting, isn't it? Like, but then, like, at this point, it's just like, can I go back to school? Why can't it stop being freaking hot? So then that's why September's at the top, because then it gets to September, you're back in school, you see your friends, if you have friends.
You're so nasty for that, bro.
I mean,
what if people are listening to this? You know, the people who be sitting by themselves alone at lunch, like, what if they're listening to this right now?
And well, then, like, the people who will be like, oh, GDN, they'll send you a letter and be like, GDN, thank you so much. Like, your podcast got me soup.
Yeah, what if they're listening to this right now and you just said, if you have friends, and they don't? You just
where
alienated.
Are your friends?
Guys, I don't claim her.
No, but
her views are not the views of the podcast, okay?
I think we all established that in some way.
Yeah, when Daniela talks, guys, she talks for herself and herself only. I'm not involved. She's only using my platform, really and truly. And really and truly, I'm forced to give her a platform.
Are you?
Yeah.
How are you forced?
She forces me.
I don't.
No, this is just for my legal security. And she forces me to give her a platform. But anyway, so August is kind of mid as well. September, I'm putting in my top four. So far in my top four, I've got June, July, September.
Mm.
All right. October. October's kind of good vibes.
I kind of want to put mid, but it's low-key good.
No, I think it's October like is in my winter, top four. Like, I think October's in my top four.
Yeah. I hate November.
November is normally always kia-kia. But this year, November was actually quite good for me.
What do you think about November?
November's very quite good for me, but that's because of like other reasons that are purely to do just this November specifically.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? This is not gonna be a regular schmegular thing. But
in general, I think November's quite boring.
It is quite boring. It goes by very quickly every year. Yeah. Every year November just zooms past.
Yeah.
Because it's like you blink after Halloween and it's Christmas. But yeah, December is just a bit mixed.
I think I'm gonna put December in the bottom because it's got too much hype and it needs to calm down.
Yeah, December, no, it's actually true. December's actually in the bottom.
December's like the pop figure in your high school. Yeah, that's not even pretty. Yeah, but she's popular, so everyone thinks she's bad.
Yeah, and the Christmas is like, you know, the final year of high school, and then after high school they fall off.
Yeah, April, and January. Everyone, and then everyone deeps how media.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone was like, oh no, but guys, we were hyping Christmas the whole of December. It was actually just
shit.
It was just mid, So, you know, it's actually, yeah, December's in the bottom four.
Definitely.
So my bottom four is December, January, February.
Yes. The whole of winter.
December, January, February, March. Did I put March there? No, I put March in the middle four. Well, no, but I am putting March in there because I'm sorry, August is better than March.
So you're putting March in mid?
I'm putting March in mid. I'm putting March, May, August, and
that's it.
November in mid.
You can only put four.
March, May, November, and August.
March, May, November.
Can you count?
Oh, okay, sorry.
And then in my best, I'm putting... I think I'll rank these because this is the top, innit. I think my favourite month of the year is probably July.
Yeah.
I think July's good vibes.
Can you guys guess why?
Shut up. I put July first, then I put September, then I put June, then I put May.
Yeah.
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 That's, and if you don't agree with that, then...
Go suck your mother. How about that? But guys, that is all we got time for today. Because as I said, I got work to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're working on something very big. When I say we, I mean me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That will be discussed with you guys when it's, you know...
Are you going to discuss it with me after you end the pod?
I've told you, you know.
Oh.
You just forget. She just doesn't remember anything important that I tell her. When it's got nothing to do with her, really, what? Truly.
Are you stupid?
No, I'm not
dumb. Self-centered?
Yeah, I am. I think you're quite egotistical.
If anybody knows me, I just...
You're quite egotistical.
I forget everything.
You do forget everything.
I do.
Which is my point.
The only thing I don't forget is people's birthdays.
That's such a useless thing to remember. Because really and truly, Snapchat will remind you.
I don't use Snapchat.
But my point is that you don't need to use space in your brain for that.
But I'm not a very social person.
So you don't have friends?
I actually don't.
So you're the person that you're talking about?
What? No, I do have friends. Guys, chill with them. Chill. Guys, I don't want to hear the
But guys, it's actually, no, it's quite sad because she goes to school and then she
just... Listen.
She goes to school, yeah, say she's just in the morning, like, she'll stay in school, like, after lunch to do her work, but I just know that she's in that common room by herself, just doing her work, and then she comes home after school, and obviously everyone's leaving school with their friends, and they're all just going, they chill, you know, by outside the chicken shop and whatever, and she just, you know, just walks past all of them laughing and giggling with their chips in their hand, and she just waits at the bus stop with her headphones in,
jamming,
and then let me continue. Then she just waits for the bus, and then she's just, you know, she just keeps checking the bus app, she keeps refreshing
where she's
waiting for the bus. She just keeps refreshing with music playing in her head, but it's like, guys, you think she's listening to R&B, she looks like she's listening to R&B, but really and truly she's just listening to Mitski, and she's just inside, outside she just looks like she's vibey, she's giving Earth Girl, but like inside she's just
I wanna kill my mom.
And then wait, I'm not done. When she gets on the bus, she goes and sits upstairs, not right at the back upstairs, but just like in the back, like, third of the bus. And then, you know, as soon as she sits down, then the rain starts hitting the windows on the bus. And then the rain just starts trickling down. And then she just follows one raindrop, and then it combines with another raindrop, and then it falls down. It just gets bigger and bigger. And as you can see, it's just a metaphor for her sorrow, because it's like, it just started as soon as she sat down. As soon as she thought she was good enough to rest, then she just saw one speck of rain come.
I mean, I think that's quite beautiful, what you just described. It's not me, though.
I'm not done.
Oh my God.
Shut up. So then you see the raindrop, and they all can come in together. It's just a representation of her story, you know, how it just keeps just getting bigger and bigger. Do you know what I mean? And then it just goes and it slowly fades down. And then that's just happening the whole bus ride home. And then people are just coming on and off the bus. And then, you know, every single time that someone's coming up and down the bus, like coming upstairs and going downstairs, she's just thinking about, like, I just hope they're going home to people that love them and appreciate them, you know. And then when it's time for her to get off the bus, she stands up, but she stands up while the bus is still moving. So she needs to be holding onto the handrails left, right. And she's just going back to her natural prerequisites as a monkey, swinging on vines. Just galloping off the top deck of that stairs, yeah. And then she gallops down the stairs, and then she waits at the bottom of the stairs, holding the handrail right next to the bottom of the stairs. She doesn't make her way to the door immediately, just because she doesn't want to have to leave until she's forced off. Do you know what I mean?
That's another real thing I actually do. That's not the reason why.
Shut up! I'm not done! And then She gets off the bus and then she starts walking home. But then when she immediately gets off the bus, she's like, am I turning left or am I turning right? Am I going to the shop or am I going home? And then she's like, I want to go to the shop, but I ain't got no money. So I have to walk home. And then she just starts trudging home, guys. She's walking slowly, like she's got nowhere to be, but she does have somewhere to be. She just doesn't want to go there. She walks home, and then she gets home, and then, you know, she just goes to bed.
Okay, can I tell you the reality? Because I can't, like, guys, it's not far off. I'm joking. Now, guys, let me tell you what actually happens in the day of my life before we go, yeah? Because we just said bye, but this always happens. Okay, so... obviously, this. Okay, let's start from, like, the end of school.
Start from the end of school.
Okay, so... normally, if I finish early, I'm going to stay and do extra work. But I do actually have friends. So, but regardless of if they're friends... Guys, now everything I'm saying doesn't sound real. Can you stop laughing?
No, I'm laughing because that was a really good joke. You have friends?
You see how everyone's smiles just faded? Oh, did you just... Guys, he just licked me.
What the fuck?
He did.
Why would I lick
you? Was that your eyelash?
Yeah, it was my eyelash. Why would I lick your leg, man? What the fuck? Anyway.
That's not finished. Can you stop laughing?
Okay, I won't laugh.
Okay, so... So then I do my work. Regardless of if my friends are in or not, I'll probably, if I'm in, like I've come in the morning, I'm going to stay and finish my work at school because I don't like doing my work at home. And then...
So she didn't like being home, guys.
I don't like doing my work at home. There's a difference. I think my home should be a resting place. You know what I mean? Anyway, so then when I finally, I'm finished with my work, I leave, I stay to do work, I leave early always, because I don't want to be on the bus with school kids! Hate school kids. So I leave, but
she
if I
she hates children because it reminds her of the fact that she'll never be able to have one, because she'll never be able to fall in love, she'll never be able
okay.
to
leave. Okay! Oh my god. Jesus. But I'm, like, on Thursdays and Fridays, I have a full day, so I do have to take the school kid children bus, and it's sad. So when Gideon said that bit about, oh, checking the bus times, I'm like, when is this bus coming, right? And then, you know, she's listening to her music. Yes, I'm listening to my music because I don't hear shit about these. Dude, guys, I even have an
They're
anecdote.
So loud.
I have an anecdote to tell you real quickly, yeah?
Oh my God. Tell me why. Okay. How's this turned into an over an hour?
Guys, the bus that I get, yeah, because it's basically on diversion because this the main bridge is closed. So I have to get off, like, I can get off, like, the first bus I get to get my second bus. So I'm getting off the bus stop to get the second bus. Bear in mind, my bus is in, like, 4 minutes. So I'm cool. Like, I can chill at the bus stop for a couple of minutes. I'm upstairs. So I press the buzzer. And obviously, as soon as I press the button, I'm ready to, like, start making my way downstairs. But because there were so many kids downstairs and they don't move out the way, I'm going, excuse me, sorry, I actually need to start saying move to these kids, and yeah, I actually will bombard them out the way.
You, like, need to push them,
bro. So I'm like, excuse me, I'm trying to push past their bags. These are like mega rock, like concrete
blocks on their backs,
so it's not working. Someone, they finally hear me, so they're making a way. And by the way, at this point, the bus has already reached the bus stop
and the doors are open.
So it's like I'm trying to maneuver down. These niggas won't move, and then a nigga's telling the other guy to say, oh, that move so she can get out. I'm about to put my foot out the door closes. I'm not even joking, the door closed on me.
That's tough.
And it's like I press the button, everyone's trying to press the button so I can get off. The bus driver just keeps driving. Now I'm stuck in the middle of these kids, and I'm making faces because I'm like, bro, you just made me miss my stop. Do you know what that means? That means I missed my bus. It's my bus, bro. And then that means that I now need to go to another section of where I live. I can't even bait out the area, but another route home, which is so much more longer because there's so much more traffic. Guys, I hate school kids. It's a joke. Like, I hate them. Anyway, so then, yeah, I mean, I'll get on the bus and that. And I'll be listening to my music, or I'll be reading a book. You know, one of the two.
Daniela.
I do. Ask my friends.
Daniela.
Listen, I'll text Amy after this point.
Daniela.
And she will tell you that
Daniela,
bro, am I not reading what that book that you just, you, the one by Bella Hooks that you want?
Bella Hooks.
Bell Hooks, sorry. Am I not reading that book?
Fine.
Stupid bitch.
Just call me a stupid bitch one more time.
Okay, sorry, I just said it.
Call me a stupid bitch one more time. One more time.
Did you see how?
One more time.
His ammo was locked in.
One more time.
I won't say it.
That's what I fucking thought, you fucking naughty, naughty, okay. Naughty donkey.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So then, I've even forgotten.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I think the people want us to leave them alone.
Yeah, low-key.
We said bye like 20 minutes ago.
But guys, all you need to know, the moral of the story, I do have friends. I would just wouldn't say I have a lot, but I'm fine with that. You know, I'm fine with that. I'm quite, you know, a social butterfly in a sense, you know. So
guys, you see how she's overcompensating.
I am not overcompensating.
Anyway, guys, have a lovely day.
Guys, can I just leave off with this? If you guys are going into sixth form or like even making your way into uni, I would say just purchase some headphones.
Yeah, buy headphones.
Like, yes. Really, because like it's nice, because when you're taking your commutes and all that stuff, like it's nice to be listening to music, but it's different with like either the buds, like earbuds, like not AirPods. AirPods are shit, guys.
AirPods are nasty. AirPods are shit.
They're not good. And like, I remember when I got these headphones, everyone was like, "Oh, why didn't you get AirPods? Like, why you got these big ass?" And it's like, first of all, this is an optical.
Yeah, it adds to the vibe.
It adds to the aesthetic. Second of all, I don't want you to talk to me.
Mums, so it's very visible.
It's very visible. Because you know when you're wearing AirPods, yeah? People, like, they're white. People can see it, but people are just going, it's so easy to take. You know it's hard. You know, for someone to be up.
Like, to take headphones off. Yeah.
And then they put them back on and you're still talking. Just shut. Just kill you. Sorry. Yo, I get so vexed. Guys, right. This happens so many times.
No, it's okay. It's time to go. Daniel's getting heated.
Yeah, guys, I think I need to be put back in the restraint room. Yeah.
Maybe in therapy?
Yes, maybe straitjacket.
Okay, yeah. But guys, don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend. Oh, we didn't talk about the raps that the podcast had this year. It was very good. Thank you so much for the support. Yeah, we'll chat about it next pod. Because, you know, that'll be released. That'll be the last pod of the year, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe we do a Christmas special again. Maybe.
We might do another pod this week.
No.
No? Okay, well, I'm going
home on Friday morning.
But then he's coming back.
Yeah, so... Because
he loves us.
But, oh, we're going to a concert on... No, tomorrow. We're going to a concert tomorrow.
I'm so excited, guys. We're not going to tell you who it is.
Talk about it next time. Guys, until next time, don't die.
Don't come in suicide.
And peace.